Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday, honey. It is Taco Tuesday. Taco Tuesday, sugar, yes, with the crunch. It is September 14, 2021, 2:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And you guys know what I'm about to say. It is the Eastern Standard Time Zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And y'all know what I'm about to say. It is the ATL. Got to push it up to the ATL, to the ATL, to the ATL. And I must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. And, y'all, I got a special promotion going on today with Linda Washington. Linda Washington, she is a breast cancer survivor. She has survived breast cancer. And, honey, she is being a beacon of light and strength. Yes, she is. She is a mother of four, and she is a nurse. Honey, let me tell you something. She has written a phenomenal song. She has written a phenomenal song. And what she is doing is giving strength to other women that is going through breast cancer and the after, you know, you've survived breast cancer. She's written music, and she's showing strength to other young ladies that's going through the same thing. And so this song is called Need Love. Need Love, Need Love. I want y'all to take a listen. Need Love.
Yeah, take a shot of the douce. Going all in, that's whenever me and you play. You the baddest in the club, I'm a douce. Spoil you with Prada bag, YSL, Gucci. Yeah, and everybody needs love. Addicted to it like a medicine, we need drugs. Yeah, back and forth like a relay. Now show your love, put this song on replay.
Can't lie like I don't wanna be loved. Can't lie like I ain't searching for someone like you. Can't believe I thought it was over. I'm so glad I don't look like what I've been through.
This game won't last forever.
Oh,
we know
no.
You're so far the better.
Oh,
I feel I'm never fighting. Dukes of a mind is a weapon. I believe everybody needs love.
Don't
be the out here for me.
Listen, you all know some that have listened yesterday or the day before, and you know this song, Need Love, really is falling in line with what I have been talking about, spiritual detoxification. And I'm telling you, see, this is how God works. This is how God works. You know, it's like Linda Washington came across the network, and of course, she didn't know that I had been talking about spiritual detoxification. Yeah. Y'all listen. Okay. The song Need Love, that was Linda Washington featuring Superstar Lamar. So let me get out. Let me do this. Now listen, here come my life lesson, because y'all know it's doing spiritual detoxification. And so the way this lines up, there was a lot of music that was on the network with promotions with I Wear a Smile, which I'm going to play I Wear a Smile by the artist that created it. So I'm going to play that. But the reason why I kind of flowed into spiritual detoxification because of the music that was coming across, I had one artist, Shandu. Shandu was singing about love is strength. Oh, you know, love is strength. And I said, wow, you know, I'm getting a lot of good music that's coming across with love. And I said, you know something? We need to do a spiritual detox. We need to detox spiritually. And so if you never did a spiritual detoxification, it's basically doing meditation, beginning of your day, you're focusing in on love, you're allowing love to flow throughout, you know, your spirit and your heart and your soul and your mind. That's what you're focusing on. And so spiritual detoxification, what it's doing, you're getting a cleanse. You're cleansing out any negativity. Because listen, see, some people are really empathetic. You know, we feel what other people feel. And so we have to detoxify spiritually. We really have to do that. And so now Linda Washington comes across with Needing Love. She survived breast cancer. And so this really just falls right in line with what I have been talking about with spiritual detoxification. And what she's doing is she's created the music to help others to be a beacon of light and strength, really. And she has a website, which is strengthofsurvivors.com. And what she's doing is creating her music because of what she experienced after the breast cancer, after she had become healed, and after she went through her chemo and different things of that nature, and she's okay, she's, you know, cancer-free. And then she started her journey of dating again. She's a single woman, she's a nurse, and a woman, she's a mother of four, and she began dating again. And she started experiencing negativity, you know, negativity. And so what we have to do when negativity comes our way, we got to detoxify. Sometimes we have to take out time and detoxify, cleanse our spirit, cleanse our surroundings, cleanse our space. I'm really huge on personal space. When it comes to personal space and when you allow different energies and different spirits into your space, you know, you really have to keep yourself in line. So let's do that. And so I did a demonstration a couple of days ago as far as meditation on positivity and the word love. So what we did, if you did miss it a couple of days ago, I'll go through it again, and then I'm going to play the song I Wear a Smile. Okay, and so what you're going to do the first thing in the morning when you arise, you don't want to do anything. You first want to go ahead and do your breathing. You're going to breathe in. Hold it for three. One, two, three. Exhale. Breathe in. Hold it for three. One, two, three. Exhale. Breathe in. Hold it for three. One, two, three. Exhale. And when you take your cleansing breath, those are your cleansing breaths. You want to take your cleansing breaths the first thing in the morning, and you're going to have your mind focus on the word love. You're having your mind focus on the word love. You're going to have that in your heart and in your spirit, and you're going to cleanse. You're going to cleanse every morning. And that's what you're going to do. You're going to walk in love. And so the challenge was a three-day challenge to walk in love, walk in love, walk in love, walk in love. And what you're doing is you're cleansing, you're detoxifying your spaces around you. You're going to get rid of all the negativity. And what's it going to do is open the door for you to receive in all the light, all of God's light, all of God's sunshine, all of God's love. And so you're cleansing yourself. That's what you're going to do. That's what you're going to do for the 3 days. You're going to cleanse. And I talked about the sage. Some people like to do their sage, okay? This ain't about doing no sage, baby. Okay, this is about total 100% meditation. It's not about, you know, doing sage. And some people, you know, they do their sage. That's okay. If that's what you do, you do what you do. But what we're doing, we're focusing on the love of God. We're focusing on the agape love of God to do our cleanse. Some people can't fast because they have medications that they have to take on things of that nature. And so if you can do a fast, this is a great way to detoxify and cleanse your spirit. And it's a great thing to do every single day, really. It's a great thing to do every single day because sometimes it's hard to stay on track in your positivity and your walk of love. All right, so now the next song that's coming up is I Wear a Smile. You're going to love this. I Wear a Smile. This artist is phenomenal. He is really phenomenal. I Wear a Smile. Yes. Y'all want to wear a smile when you're going out the door, okay? So listen, here we go. I Wear a Smile. Check this out. Take a look.
Though it's raining and a pouring,
and I was talking about Linda Washington and her song Need Love, you know what I mean? And so she's a nurse and she's a mother of four, and I was doing spiritual detoxification. And you know something? I Wear a Smile is just phenomenal. It's all about changing your vibration, you know what I'm saying? And so if you're not experiencing a phenomenal life where you have joy and you have peace, listen, 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 listen. Listen. It's about peace, baby. It's about peace. We do spiritual detoxification because of the recentering, getting yourself focused and getting yourself centered. A lot of times we need to recenter our minds. We need to get in focus. We need to get in tune with our heart, our spirit. We need to stay tuned in. We need to get connected or reconnected with our higher source, with our higher power. And when I say our higher power, I'm speaking of God. You know, I'm speaking of the one true God, Him, you know, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, you know. And so I'm talking about spiritual detoxification. So if you're not experiencing peace, if you're not experiencing peace in your life, you got to do some spiritual detoxication. You got to do some detoxification. You got to read material that will keep you focused and centered. Listen. Peace. You know what? It's like whatever is going on in your world to get you off balance, there is a way to get back on balance. And the way that you get back on balance is spiritual detoxification. It's getting reconnected to your higher power. And the way that you can do that through music, you can do that through meditation, you can do that through reading God's word, you can do that through reading materials that's focusing on bringing you back in spirit. So the thing is getting back in spirit. And so the reason I'm talking about all this, because I want you to experience something. I want you to experience peace. I want you to experience a higher level of vibration. You know, some people don't understand vibration, but you will. You will. Keep living. Keep walking. You'll understand vibration, and you'll understand what it is to walk in spirit. And I want you to experience something that you never experienced before. Because right now the world is going through so many different things. We're seeing so many different shiftings going on in the universe. Some people don't understand. If you're not of a spiritual walk or a spiritual mindset, you may not understand what is taking place and what's going on in the world, what's going on in the universe. And so you want to get in tune. Now is a really great time to get in tune, to get in peace, to get in focus, to get in spirit, and to get in alignment with God, you know. And so I think that spiritual detoxification, this is a great time to do that. And a lot of music that's been coming across the network that's coming from Linda Washington in Need Love, and her testimony, what she has gone through, she's cancer-free, she had breast cancer, and she's trying to be a beacon of light to other women that may have gotten a diagnosis, because there's hope. There's always hope. There's always hope. Never let go of hope. There's always hope. You know what I mean? And so hold on. And keep listening. If you're interested in joining everyone in doing the spiritual detoxification, keep listening in. Go to iHeartRadio.com and click follow. When the page comes up, just click follow on the Fierce Female Network and join in with us in doing a spiritual detoxification. And let me tell you something. When you do a spiritual detoxification, and when you unclutter, when you get all the clutter out of your spirit, what it does for you is open the doorway to blessings, to an abundance. And an abundance. Who doesn't want to enjoy abundance? Who does not want to enjoy abundance? And so we all want to walk in abundance, and you're quite capable of walking in abundance. Yeah. So rock on with that. And guess what? I'm out of time. I've enjoyed this time with you and talking about spiritual detoxification and things of spirit and reconnecting with your higher power and getting into spirit. And guess what, guys? I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about spiritual detoxification a little bit more. And y'all have a great day. They have a phenomenal day.
You motivated. You winning.